So talking to Charlotte the other day, because 2 days ago, of course, was the anniversary of Jimmy's death, we were just comparing notes. Joshua's back there. He knows he's been through more laps in his experience because of Ashley. We were talking about how this lap is not so daunting as the first year, but it's just weird. Because death is not something God ever intended for us to experience. We're not wired for it. Our DNA is not there. It's the result of the fall. Now, Jesus has taken away its sting because for a Christian, in a true sense, we don't die. We just, all the filters are removed and we get to experience Him full face and glory. But in this morning, I was just praying through some of the routines that I pray through. And one of the routines I pray through is thinking about, if you own or read the Mary book that I wrote, is thinking about Jesus and thinking about when He was in the garden and what He dealt with, and that the temptation to not surrender to God's will was so strong that He sweat drops of blood. Because remember, He was tempted in every way like unto us. People who say, well, Jesus couldn't sin, I mean, that's a theological thing people can talk about. But the point is temptation because it's tempting. And He was tempted in every way like unto us. And so He certainly knew and felt the temptation to avoid pain, especially if it meant not doing God's will. Like, I'm not going to do God's will because this is so painful. This might cost me too much. Unfortunately, I know a lot of Christians who get it about walking in the Spirit, but don't want it. And they don't want it because if they give up their will, they won't get their way. And so they begin to rationalize stuff and do all kinds of jazz. That's sad, because the only life that carries the promise of life more abundant is the life that Jesus lives. But one of the things I love, and I talk about this some, is that when you spend time with the Lord, God loves to give you new language. It may be old truth, but He gives you new language because it becomes fresh to you again. And because the truth, His words are spirit and life, the truth is so real and so presently alive that it carries new life, new language. That's one of the fun things about being a teacher, is because by profession, by vocation, by assignment, I spend time with the Word. I get paid to learn about Jesus and talk about Jesus. It's like stealing. It's amazing that that's my job and it's my assignment. It's incredible. And in the process of hanging in the Word a lot, I will be 30 years later, 40 years later, see something that I've read or taught on hundreds of times, but God will give me new language. And it's like a whole new thing, a whole new word. And so I'm praying about wanting to walk out my union with Christ. Then I also, that means I want to walk out my union with His surrendered heart. See, if Christ is my life, His will is my will. His yielded heart is my yielded heart. His faith is my faith. His wisdom is my wisdom. And so in praying through that, the Lord reminded me of that scripture again, that Colossians 3 passage that says, for you've died, and your life is hidden with Christ and God. And when I was praying about this, I think about the fact that Christians often struggle to say yes to the Lord. And I know that there are times when there are real battles like Jesus experienced in the garden, but the truth is, you said yes to Him in a lot more ways than you think you did when you were, quote, born again. What you said yes to was your own crucifixion. Jesus had already accomplished that 2,000 years ago. And when you said yes to, mirrored in your baptism, is that in some way, and I don't mean this to sound weird, but in some way, mystical way, you said yes to no longer being an independent self, an independent person. You said yes to, from this point forward, Christ is my life. For I've said yes to the fact that I've died, and my life is hidden with union, in union with Christ in God, and He's now my very life. And so, if your life is hidden with Him, if your life is hidden in union with Christ, then we can honestly say, well, the decision's already been made that you are going to do God's will. Your life is hidden with Christ in God, and He always does God's will. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. You have Jesus' relationship with God. You have His intimacy with God, but you also have His holy life before God. And so it was just a cool reminder and sort of an easier slide instead of feeling like you're climbing a hill, an easier slide than to, oh yeah, Lord, you've already made this decision for me 2,000 years ago. And I said yes to it many years ago, that my life is now hidden with Christ and therefore I don't have any rights. I can choose to live as if I'm an independent self, as if I'm still the old man, the old self, and then walk in all the self-destruction that brings. But the truth is, I don't really have an independent self. I'm hidden with Christ. He's my life. And His yes to you, God, is my yes to you in every situation, no matter what the circumstances are. No matter how painful they might be, we walk in. Here's Jesus' expression of surrender. Psalm 40, verse 8, is a messianic psalm speaking about Jesus. And in that prophetic psalm, it says about Jesus saying, I delight to do your will, oh my God. And so whatever, because my life is hidden with Christ, I don't order my steps. I'm not in control of my life. It's not my life. And so the things and the drama of life, as we go back around, the enemy tries to pull you into bitterness or resentment or anger or, you know, all that stuff. And then to make, you get tempted to make bad choices, because you don't like the way God's done something. Or you can simply say, Lord, my life is hidden with you. And, oh yeah, I already said yes to a life that delights in God's will. Doesn't just say yes to God's will. Doesn't just reluctantly be talked into God's will. If somebody's got to talk you into God's will, you don't get it. Well, maybe you get it, you just don't want it. You should never have to be talked into doing God's will. You died. Independent self died with independent rights and independent plans and independent dreams and independent visions. Died. And the new you is hidden with Christ. It's His life. It's His plans. It's His dreams. It's His rights. It's His life living, delighting in God's will. Your life hidden with Christ in God. That's the life and life more abundant. Don't dare let the enemy tempt you in believing it won't work out right if you do it his way. If you surrender to that, if you got to do it your way. And therefore you act like you're not hidden and then get shocked at the consequences. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.